just a Bryan Adams song about a different type of 69, no. 1969 is a historical year. Richard Nixon was sworn into office, Grateful Dead, The Who, and Jimi Hendrix played at Woodstock. Yoko Ono ruined the Beatles. Apollo 11, manned by Stanley Kubrick and Neil Armstrong, landed on a soundstage in Burbank, California. Most importantly, though, Big Surf in Tempe, Arizona, opened the first wave pool in the United States. This famous surf break that boasted aspiring artist and Howley Supreme, Rick Kane, of the famous surf film North Shore. These pools became a staple in water parks from Tennessee to Taiwan, but nothing really happened with them in terms of development until the early 2000s. That's when the Miyazaki Ocean Dome opened in Japan. The Ocean Dome was the first wave pool to have realistic waves, similar to those you could actually surf at the beach. The other ones were just moving water towards the shore of a pool. But the Miyazaki Ocean Dome was short-lived, unfortunately. It closed after only 3 months of being open. And there was no surf wave pools available to surfers that were realistic until 2015, when Kelly Slater posted a cryptic Instagram of a perfect barrel over 100 miles away from the nearest ocean. 3 years later, just last week, the Founders Cup was held at the Surf Ranch's Hallowed Grounds, located at 18556 Jackson Ave, Lemoore, California, 93245. So if you guys are trying to go get a surf in Central California, just outside of Fresno, 3.5 hours away from Los Angeles or San Francisco, basically buttfuck Egypt, head on down. The Founders Cup made the Surf Ranch in Lemoore, California, the first artificial WSL event ever. Some highlights of it are available online, but Jordy Smith and Team World won the cup. But what does all of this mean to surfing? What does it mean for the future of the sport we all love and are excited to do? Well, if you follow any professional surfers on Instagram, which I'm very much guilty of, you see a lot of things about wave pools, but for the longest time, the past 3 years or so, it's just been Kelly Slater's Wave Ranch in Lemoore, California. But recently, Jamie O'Brien, famous for being just kind of a shithead, but also like good surfer, posted a video of a wave pool in Waco, Texas. And just the other day, a video of John Florence, our current champion, doing a backflip of some sort on this wave. So with the rise of wave pools, what does this mean for the competitive world of surfing? Realistically, I don't think there's ever been any WSL, or World Surf League, for those of you who don't know, event in Texas. So potentially this new wave pool could create that, similar to the way that the old Surf Ranch in Lemoore created an event in Central California, 100 miles away from the ocean. But with all this new technology and the changing surf world, such as the whole like surfing being at the Olympics next time, what does this mean? So with the expansion of the sport, I think more and more wave pools are going to be a popping thing. And not like the joke like Rick Kane, North Shore, Howley Supreme wave pool, or like Raging Waters, Wild Rivers wave pool, but like real deal, Holyfield, like surf ranch type style places. There's already another one in the works in Japan. And my whole thought process immediately goes to Kelly Slater's Pro Surfer, the video game that came out in 2002 that is just Kelly ripping at like a wave pool in Japan. But the thing was, at that time, there wasn't a wave pool in Japan, which is very interesting. Conspiracy, perhaps. So, what makes these wave pools different than the 1969 version that appeared in Tempe, Arizona? Well, these new ones are formed kind of just advanced technology, basically. That's all it is. So if you guys have seen videos of the surf ranch in Lemoore, there's kind of like a train like thing. So underneath this, it's like a track on the side of the pool, but this track has these hydrofoils on it, and it runs across these tires, and it basically makes this wave. And depending on the speed of the train, I'm just gonna call it a train, you guys, sorry, but the speed of this train with the hydrofoils can determine how big and how fast the wave is. Now these waves can last up to 3 minutes, and or I think initially it was 45 seconds, but now it's 3 minutes, and then it takes about 5 minutes for the pool to calm down after the wave is taken. But this new one in Texas is a little bit different. So the one in Texas was actually a barefoot water skiing ranch created by Shane Magnuson. But it's a 500-acre ranch, and it's a lot bigger than the one in Lemoore. But the new one, it's about 60 an hour. Kelly Slater hasn't released prices or anything for his surf ranch in Lemoore, but this one is available 360 days a year, three wave sets all day long, per Jamie O'Brien on Instagram. But there's also artificial reef structures in Kelly's, apparently, per, I don't know, some random dude's blog about it. I'm trying to find my sources everywhere, but apparently there's like reef-like structures in order to make the wave the shape it is. I honestly don't know, but we'll eventually get someone down there to check it out, report it back to you. But this new wave pool in Texas, it is actually a Point Break, which, like the famous 1980s movie starring Keanu Reeves, Patrick Swayze, and a coked out Gary Busey, the wave sucks up, so it makes it perfect for airs. So if you guys go on Instagram, check out pretty much any surfing related page, there's videos of John just ripping a backflip on this wave. And so these waves are a little bit bigger than the Kelly Slater ones. These ones can get up to about 8 feet, which is just insane to think about compared to like the 1.5 foot little ripples that wave pools were just 45 years ago. But unfortunately, this Waco wave, it's not a tube. You can do big turns on it. You can get air, per the Surfline article, but you can't really get pitted. So that was the history and future of wave pools. From Richard Nixon's Tempe, Arizona bump, all the way to Lemoore and Waco, just beautiful ocean places with artificial waves. Now we're going to break on down into the surf forecast for this weekend. Really, it kind of sucks, honestly speaking, at least in Southern California. Thursday, May 10th, it's supposed to be nice little 3 to 5, and then this weekend just dying down from there. But it looks like it picks up next Monday, so hopefully a little south swell coming through. Hold up, you guys, I have a correction. I had previously said the wave pool doesn't really barrel in Waco. I just checked Stab, and they got a video of Tyler Warren getting this double barrel, and holy shit. It's kind of awesome. So because this wave kind of breaks off a wall, like right as he takes off, he tucks in, and then the later section of the wave that's kind of breaking off the wall, almost like a wedge, he tucks right back in, and then he's done. And it's not the longest ride, but it's kind of sick because he has a GoPro on, so you see like the whole POV thing. I highly recommend going online and checking that out. And you guys, I just found the website for the Waco, Texas Wave Pool. It is BSRcablepark.com. It says coming spring 2018, but apparently it's open now. And it's kind of classic. Their poster for it says, "Surf with us, summer 18. surfing, standard boards included, 60 an hour. Private lessons, 150 per person. Group lessons, 100 per person, for a group of five. VIP swim-up bar, $20 for surf, or $20 with surf or beach pass. And you got cabanas for $225 all day, including waitresses, and beach access for $20 per person. So this is actually a happening thing, and they have like an overhead like drone shot or something, but it's like two huge wave pools and like a lazy river and a few water slides, just surrounded by nature and a parking lot, of course. But this is insane to me. It's gonna be, I don't know, kind of like bringing that whole like crowded day at the beach vibe to a wave pool, because like, I mean, I get it, it's a business, but it's basically like your run of the mill day at the beach. Like, granted, yeah, like Jamie O'Brien and John and all those guys got like the whole private thing going on, and they're all professional, like they're the best in the world at what they do, they can afford that. But my guess is like middle July in Texas, there's going to be some families like, oh, let's go to the beach. But it's like, oh, shit, the beach is like a little over an hour away. Oh, hey, how about we go to Barefoot Ski Ranch Surf Resort? We're going to be like, yeah, that's a good idea. Only $60 per person. And then they're going to be like, oh, so let's surf. And they're going to be kooks. But then at the same time, it's going to be like, hey, maybe like Cocoa Ho decides to cruise out there, charge some waves, and then there's all these Barneys just like frolicking in the ocean. And I also wonder how that's going to be seen from like a lifeguarding perspective, like a person management, not even lifeguarding, just person management. Like, because these waves have to have like some form of hydrofoil underneath. I don't know. This is going to be an interesting thing to see. I'd love to go there and check that out. Yeah, because it's like, think of your run-of-the-mill water park, but if it had like an 8-foot Point Break. Like, you got Chad, Brad, Chester, and Thad running around with like their beers and like undies underneath their board shorts, just like trying to hit on chicks in the water. And then you got your professional surfers like charging this 8-foot Point Break, like John doing backflips. This is like an interesting dynamic, and that's something that's not going to be seen at like the Kelly Slater wave pool. Like, that's strictly just a wave. But this is like kind of a good, like the Waco one, it's like a good wave, but it's like, oh no, we got water slides and refreshments available. I'm interested to see how this works in like the next 5 to 10 years. Because the owner, creator guy, Shane, whatever his name was talking about how he wants it to be on the WSL tour. And like, I get that. I see you, guy. But and they probably wouldn't rent it out like, oh, hey, like, you guys can come to the beach, or like have it be like a run-of-the-mill day at a BSR Surf Resort in Waco, Texas. But it's interesting to see how a water park, basically, will be potentially on the WSL tour. And is this the direction surfing is going? Like, my guess is, with the Olympics being in, I think it's Japan or something like that, and surfing being a part of that, they could totally whip up something like this within like the next, 2 years? This is insane. Yeah. I honestly don't know how I feel about this. But hopefully it'll bring more attention to surfing, a wider audience, more Rick Canes in the world, less Kurt Everharts, and just, you know, more soul surfers. I'm Luke Bradbury. This has been another episode of Listen and See. Now, I'm going to leave you and get on a plane to go to art school. North Shore, watch it.